Section 150. I give praise to thee, O my God, that the fragrance of thy loving kindness hath enraptured me, and the gentle winds of thy mercy have inclined me in the direction of thy bountiful favours. Make me to quaff, O my Lord, from the fingers of thy bounteousness, the living waters which have enabled every one that hath partaken of them to rid himself of all attachment to any one save thee, and to soar into the atmosphere of detachment from all thy creatures, and to fix his gaze upon thy loving providence and thy manifold gifts. Make me ready in all circumstances, O my Lord, to serve thee, and to set myself towards the adored sanctuary of thy revelation and of thy beauty. If it be thy pleasure, make me to grow as a tender herb in the meadows of thy grace, that the gentle winds of thy will may stir me up and bend me into conformity with thy pleasure, in such wise that my movement and my stillness may be wholly directed by thee. Thou art he by whose name the hidden secret was divulged, and the well-guarded name was revealed, and the seals of the sealed-up goblet were opened, shedding thereby its fragrance over all creation, whether of the past or of the future. He who was athirst, O my Lord, hath hasted to attain the living waters of thy grace, and the wretched creature hath yearned to immerse himself beneath the ocean of thy riches. I swear by thy glory, O Lord, the beloved of the world, and the desire of all them that have recognized thee. I am sore afflicted by the grief of my separation from thee, in the days when the day star of thy presence hath shed its radiance upon thy people. Write down then for me the recompense decreed for such as have gazed on thy face, and have by thy leave gained admittance into the court of thy throne, and have at thy bidding met thee face to face. I implore thee, O my Lord, by thy name, the splendours of which have encompassed the earth and the heavens, to enable me so to surrender my will to what thou hast decreed in thy tablets, that I may cease to discover within me any desire except what thou didst desire through the power of thy sovereignty, and any will save what thou didst destine for me by thy will. Whither shall I turn, O my God, powerless as I am, to discover any other way except the way thou didst set before thy chosen ones? All the atoms of the earth proclaim thee to be God, and testify that there is none other God besides thee. Thou hast from eternity been powerful to do what thou hast willed, and to ordain what thou hast pleased. Do thou destine for me, O my God, what will set me at all times towards thee, and enable me to cleave continually to the cord of thy grace, and to proclaim thy name, and to look for whatsoever may flow down from thy pen. I am poor and desolate, O my Lord, and thou art the all-possessing, the Most High. Have pity then upon me through the wonders of thy mercy, and send down upon me every moment of my life the things wherewith thou hast recreated the hearts of all thy creatures who have recognized thy unity, and of all thy people who are wholly devoted to thee. Thou verily art the Almighty, the Most Exalted, the All-Knowing, the All-Wise.